Rasmussen poll, Republicans maintain 8-point lead on generic congressional ballot. By Jacob Bliss on July 15, 2022. A generic Republican candidate maintains an 8-point lead over a generic Democrat. The same lead as the previous week, in Rasmussen Report's poll released Friday. As the Republicans look to retake control of Congress in the 2022 midterm elections, which are only 116 days away, the most recent Rasmussen Report survey showed that 47% of likely U.S. voters would elect a Republican, compared to the 39% who said they would vote for the Democrat, giving the GOP the same 8-point lead as the previous week. Only 5% said they would vote for another candidate, and the other 8% said they were unsure. However, the GOP's lead rose by 3 points from the previous week when the lead spread 8 points, 47% to 42%. The 8-point lead in the poll on the Republican side comes after the Supreme Court's historic 5-4 opinion overturning Roe v. Wade through its ruling on the Dobbs case, which determined the right to abortion is not included in the Constitution, returning the issue of abortion laws and regulations to state legislatures. The week following the decision, the Republicans only led the generic congressional ballot by 5 points. The Republicans' steady 8-point lead comes when there are just under 4 months left before the election, and there is still time for the generic ballot to move either way before the November election. However, the Republicans have led the generic ballot all year. Rasmussen had previously noted that in June 2018, before the Democrats took the House for the first time in 8 years, they only held a 4-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot. Additionally, June 2018 was slightly up from May 2018, at which time the Democrats only had a 1-point advantage on the generic congressional ballot. That June, the Democrats held a 4-point advantage of 45% to 41%. Plus, as the 2018 November midterm election neared, the margins between the Democrats and Republicans became extremely close. Republicans had 46% to 45% for Democrats. In this poll, the Republican Party has a heavy advantage, 11 points, with independents over the Democrats. Among voters not affiliated with either major party, 41% said they would vote for the GOP candidate, while only 30% said they would vote for the Democrat candidate. Additionally, 24% of black voters and 41% of other minority groups said they would vote for the Republican candidate if the election were held today. The percentage of black voters who said they would vote for Republicans is down 3% from last week. For Democrats, 58% of black voters and 36% of other minority groups said they would vote for them. Compared to last week, Democrats have lost 4% of black voters. The percentage of black voters who said they would vote for Democrats is also down 3% from last week. Furthermore, there is a wide difference in voter intensity between the parties, with 87% of Republican voters saying they would vote for their own party's congressional candidate and only 77% of Democrats saying the same thing. The Rasmussen Report survey was conducted from July 10 to 14 and questioned 2,500 likely U.S. voters. The survey had a 2% margin of error and a 95% confidence level. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.